We're holding here some Tof Nun Aleph. We started already Sif Tes Zayin in Mechaber, and we're up to the Haggah, the Ramah. What we're going to do is we're going to first read the words of the Mechaber again, and then continue in Sif Tes Zayin with the Ramah. The Mechaber tells us, Meducha is Muteris Bahagala. Meducha, once again, is this bowl that you, the mortar that you crush different spices in it, and they would also crush chametz, psisei lechem, pieces of chametz into this bowl. They would smash the spices, the sharp spices, into the bowl with the piruri lechem, like breadcrumbs, and then it would be the taste would be absorbed in the bowl. So how do you remove this taste from this meducha? Mechaber says, Muteris b'hagola, you can do hagola, purge it, and then you can kash and use for Pesach. He continues and says, Vim hi gedoilo sheni yochol lachnisa b'yoyra. If what happens if this meducha is a large in size and cannot be placed in the bowl, in the boiling hot pot of water, meisim b'mayim roischim, you place hot water in it, umachnis b'soich evan resachas, and then you put the hot stone in the meducha, v'oila resicha b'chosfasa, and then the hot boiling water will go out on all the sides of this meducha. The chol kai gavno, any type of hagola like this, having hagola the kli rishon, it has like a status of doing hagola, just like one would do in the kli rishon. That was the mechaber. So the mechaber is basically telling us that if I have a meducha that I use, I can kasher it in one of two ways for Pesach. Either through the regular Haggalah process, if it's smaller, or through the water with the stone, water displacement. We saw yesterday in the Mishnah Brura that one should not be placing the water displacement method with the hot stone if one can immerse it into the hot pot of water. Now we'll see the Ramah.
Was the stone originally heated?
The Ramah says, V'yesh machmirin l'labein Hameducha. The Mechaber said to kasher through Hagola, which is a lower level of kashering as opposed to Libun. Ach, b'Libun kol duhu. What level of Libun is one required to do? The Ramah says, Libun kol, kol Libun kol duhu. The Hainu Shisroi Falav kashering b'chutz, as we saw earlier, that all you have to do is Libun kol, which is that the straw would be burnt up by touching the pot. Sagi, that's enough. And then he says further, and the minig is to do libun, lechatchila to do libun and not hagola. Mio, however, sagi leiba hagola, im ein boy gumois. One can kasher this meducha through hagola if there are no gumois, if there are no holes in it. Im hameducha shall eitz. Now, if this meducha is a meducha shel eitz, it's a wooden mortar, yesh lekalfoy b'kli umnis, d'chayishinan legumois l'hagilo yachakach. First, before you do hagala, it should be shaved down, sanded down. Take off a layer of it, and then you do hagala afterwards. Let's go back now and see the Mishnah Brura from Sifkot and Peites. The Mishnah Brura says, commenting on the Ramah, when the Ramah said that lechatchila, v'yesh machmir, rather, there are those that are machmir, l'labin ha-meducha, to do libun to this meducha, as opposed to hagola, svir luhu, this opinion holds, they hold, they gam beis soyar, beis soyar, the container that they would make the yeast in, the beis soyar, loy mahani hagola ela libun. Hagala will not help, only Libun will help. As opposed to, that's in Sifchav Beis, which we'll see in Hashem, that as opposed to where the Mechaber learns, that Hagala will help there as well, as opposed to Libun. You don't need Libun, according to the Mechaber. Because of the Poiskim, right? The Dafgo Leinu Chametz of Pesach. This is only regards to Chametz and Pesach, on Pesach. Now, when we learn these halachas, it's important to keep in mind this topic is kashering for Pesach. Kashering kalim in general, from Isser to Heter, we can make a parallel and say, you know what, just like a kasher like this, from Chametz to Kosher to Pesach, so too from Issur to Heter as well, because we'll see some halachas by us in Hilchos Pesach are more chamer, and some are more strict, and some are more lenient. So here is one example where he says, the cost of a place in the dafka leinu Chametz to Pesach. This requirement is by of Libon, according to the Rambam over here, is only regards to Chametz and Pesach. Ma she'ein kein b'shayi mo'is ha'shana, during the rest of the year, b'meducha shel iser, when it's a mortar and iser was a ground smashed into it, she'ein chashash rak b'shamnunis shel iser, v'ein derech loduch ha'shamnunis im dvarim charifim. The concern is only of the shamnunis of iser, the fat of iser. So they wouldn't grind the shamnunis with davar charif. I guess in the laws of kitchen, you wouldn't do that. So therefore, there's no concern of the meducha retaining that shamnunis in the walls of this meducha. So we're lenient during the rest of the year. Al kain sagi b'hagala l'kuli alma. During the rest of the year, when you want to kash this meducha, if you use it for iser, then all you have to do is agala, not libun. Even according to the ones poskim who say, in this case by chametz, you should do libun lechatchila. During the rest of the year, they will say all you have to do is hagala. Lalabner lechatchila says the mishmer further in sifkat and sadi beis miu sagilei. It's enough if you would do hagala. But tzoloimar diminadin sagilei b'hagala levad kedei arishoina. That mikir hadin, all a person has to do is hagala, like the first opinion which we mentioned. Ach, however, haminig lilabnoi, the custom is, the minig is, to kasher it through libun, up until the point where the kash, the straw, the heat of this, we're talking about the libun, is with the straw. You put a piece of straw there, it would singe, be singed. While kain, therefore, b'mokum is the efshar lilibun, in the case where you cannot do libun, why can't I do libun? For example, kagon mekliyets. If you are malabin your kliyets, you won't have kliyets anymore. It's as simple as that. Sagi b'hagola. So all you have to do is hagola. Imhu cholok shein b'gumas. Now, it's a very important point, which he constantly repeats, that if you want to do hagola, it has to be smooth, without any holes, or where chametz can get into. Kosu achroinim. Now achroinim write like this: the meducha is ketana shalano. The small meducha is that we have. Sheli oylam ein dochin behem chametz. Rak karkoim beneglich. That they don't pound chametz into it. Karkoim beneglich are different sharp spices. That's what they use. Oy berichaim shel pilpulin shalano, or with the pepper, when they grind the pepper. Dai b'hagolo l'chadchilo afilu b'shal matras. It's sufficient to kasher these items for Pesach with hagolo, and you don't have to be concerned about using the libum process. Afilu b'shal matras, even if these are made out of metal containers. We call mokoim hagolo tzvicha, they require hagolo, the shema bo l'soicha, pamachas chametz mashehu v'nivla b'soicha de charifus abesom shedachu ba'achakach. So he's asking a question, and we know the style of the Mishnah Berurah is he asks this question in his answer, right? He says mikomok ma'agolat tzricha. So what's his question? His question is, well, if I just said that basically what I grind in here, what I smash up in here, is spices, so then what's the reason why I would have to do a hagolah? What are you kashering it for? Where's the issa? Where's the chametz? So he's saying because there are times that they might get some pamachas, you might have some chametz got stuck in there, got what was used inside over there, and then because of the charifus, the sharpness of the spices, you pounded the chametz into the tam of the chametz into the bowl. Now, he continues. Me'omitzah min amuvchor lahagil. He says that it's the best approach here to do the hagolah, not to just wash it out or anything like that, but you have to do the hagola. And to crush everything up before yontif. Before yontif gives us the ability to use batal b'shishim, if need be. B'di'evet afilu loy higil klal v'dochu b'soichei tavlin v'yomtif v'nosnu b'soichei tavshel. Now, b'di'evet, what happens if you did not do afilu loy higil klal, if you did not do hagolo at all, v'dochu b'soichei tavlin v'yomtif, and you pounded the spices, the sharp spices on yomtif, and then you put it into the food, the kosher Pesach food, or at least you think it's kosher Pesach food. Mitzadidim ha'achroinim lahatir tavshel. The achroinim conclude that the tavshel is permissible. But prat, even more so, imahu eina ben yoimoy, if it has not been used in the past 24 hours, is more of a reason to be lenient. More of a reason to be lenient. The vadai ein lahachmer. Because what's the reason why one the place we're saying could be lenient? Because we're not going to say that there's some chametz misafek when we don't know that was ground and pounded into this meducha. Or Hazangvil. What is zangvil? That's ginger. Ginger, right. The koyotze boy, besakin shel chametz, or when he says koyotze, he's saying any other sharp type of spice that you use, how did you cut it? You use a chumstick, a knife. So the knife you used to cut the sharp food was chumstick. The loimach zakinan isser misveka. Nonetheless, we won't create an isser misafik. So we're not going to establish it and say, you know what, there's an isser here. Well, is there an isser or is there no isser? So if it's a suffix, we're not going to imachzik and say that there's an isser here. V'choze, this whole scenario is b'meducha sheyesh barach shash mibliyas mat chometz. This whole scenario is talking about a case where the meducha, we're talking about rach shash, there's a concern, maybe it absorbed a little taste of chometz. I will be a hakmeser. You know what a hakmeser is? You ever see those knives you want to stay? It's a cleaver. A cleaver. Those knives you want to stay away from. You're right. You enter a kitchen, you see the knife. It's like shining. Stay away. Right? It's a butcher knife. Okay. A hakmeser. Right. The messer is a knife. Hakmeser. Yeah. So he says she adua shechaytchen abesol besakin shel chametz. You know for sure this hakmeser. What did you cut? You cut onions with it. Besakin shel chametz with a chametz thick knife. Right. And then afterwards, then you put, I'm getting a recipe over here also, you put in the meat, and then you cut up the meat and the onions very fine pieces, small pieces. In this scenario, yesh loimar da'apidiyevet osar. The Chayadim wants to say, brings the Mishnah Berurah here, that even in this case, when we're not sure is there actual chametz there, but you're using this hakmeser when you cut it up with the chametz and the onions and the meat finely, the very small. So he says we should b'dievet imedievet. We should answer this case here. V'achein kefi shenoygin and the shenoystin gam chatichas pas chitim im habitzolim v'choytchim akol yachad dak im kein habibaluo mi chametz mamish v'yachad im charifus habitzolim. If you have a scenario where a person would place shenoygim shenoystin, they would have the custom of putting pieces of paschitim, of small pieces of bread, of the wheat, with the grain with the onions, and the choytchen akol yachad, they cut everything up together dak. Im kein havi baluo mi chametz mamish, it was definitely absorbed from chametz. Together with charifus habitzolim, the sharpness of the onions, bevadai ein lehakel bazeh. Then, when we're saying when you have, you know for sure, yeah, the sharpness of the onion and the grain over there, there's no ability to be lenient, no room to be lenient. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Kosef amagin Avram." You should be careful to cut the ginger with a new knife or a parva knife. Now he's talking, by the way, not necessarily in Hilchos Pesach. He's telling us year-round. When you want to cut up a sharp food, you want to cut an onion, perhaps. It's a good practice to cut the onion with a parva knife. Not, you don't want to use the fleshik knife, necessarily, unless you know you're using the whole entire onion. You don't want to use the milchik's knife, because then that remaining part of the onion, I mean, of course, you might have the discussion of taking off the klipa, a small amount of it, according to some. But the best way, best approach, is to use the parva knife, the knife that does not have milchik's or fleshik's time in it. Those people who are not careful using this, as he calls it, sakin chodesh, we'll call it the parva knife, yoytze kilkel b'zeh. There's a mistake that will come out from this. What's the mistake? Shechoytchin zangvil, shudavar charif, b'sakin shel basar. They cut the ginger, which is a sharp food, with a basar, with a sakin shel basar, a knife, a fleshik knife. V'dachin oysoy b'meducha. And then they put it in the mortar and they crush it up in there. Then the bowl is now, what did I just do? I'm crushing the ginger into this bowl. That ginger was cut with a fleshik knife. So I'm now putting tam basar, tam the fleshik, into this bowl. Well, we're not finished yet. The case isn't over. Then they grind, they pound some spices in there. Dachin b'soichay b'samim v'oichlin b'cholov, and they have it with a dairy product. So what happens is that the person who's cutting the original ginger in this case, in this scenario, with the knife, which is a fleshik knife, so he's getting tam basar because of the charifus, the sharpness of the knife and of the food, and the knife brings out the tam basar into the meducha, and then I grind more spices in there, and I put it, serve it with my, I don't know what dairy product you want to have spicy foods with it, but whatever it might be, you're having now tam basar with your milchiks, which is a problem we want to avoid. It continues the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot in Sadi Aleph, around three lines in the bottom of the page in some editions. So we said that you can shave it down if you have the kliumnus, the meducha shel eitz, a mortar which is made out of wood, you know, like a solid wooden bowl. Peel it, shave off a little with a proper utensil. And then you should do hagala. The hakiluf levad einay moyel. So he's asking a question here, of course, with the answer, and he's saying that why can't I just do klipa? Why can't I just take off a peeling layer of it? That's not going to help. Why is it not going to help? Mishum dehabliyahu me'ever le'ever ve'inu yoytzi ela al-dei hagala. Because the bliya gets in the kishkas of this meducha. It goes all over. So first you want to take off a layer of it because you want to clean it out like that. But then afterwards what you want to do is you want to do hagala to it. You want to do hagala as well. Okay, let's continue. And the Mechaber says in Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Zayin, Hadaf she'orichim olav kol hashana, v'chein areva she'loshin ba, tzrichim hagala. The daf, it seems like a board that they would knead on, or the areva is a kneading bowl. I know some people, some homes might have like those metal bowls that they knead in. So these kneading places, tzrichim hagala. If you want to use something like this for Pesach, you have to do hagala to it. Now, as you notice over here, in Sif Tezayin, as we discussed yesterday, and over here in Sif Yudzayin, we don't have any discussion of a hot liquid right now, at least in the Mechaber, that came in contact with it. But we're still requiring hagala. The Ramah says, just read the words of Ramah to get the whole picture, and then we'll come back and see the Mishnah Berurah. It will not help to shave off a layer of this kli. The chen kol dover, says the Rama on the top on the next page, chen kol dover shitzorech hagala lo imahani le klipa. Anything that requires hagala, klipa will not help. If you have to do hagala, you cannot just be kailif it, peel off a layer. V'haminag shaloy lishtam shepesach ba'arevois v'dapin shaloshin aleihem kol hashana afilo aide hagala. The minag is that a person is not permitted to use these, he should not use these kneading boards or bowls during Pesach. Shaloy lishtam shepesach ba'arevois v'dapin shalosh aleihem kol hashana, are used the whole year round. Afilu al yedei hagala. Even if one would want a kasher with hagala, the Rama is telling us the minhag is not to use it. V'chei nikir okvar nisbar lel simin tof mem beis sifir aleph, as already discussed in tof mem beis sifir aleph. Okay, let's just start the Mishnah Brura, at least on the words of the Mechaber Tzadi Beis and Tzadi Aleph for today. Tzadi Beis and Tzadi Gimel, rather. I'm going backwards. The Mechaber tells us Hadav she'orichim olav kol hashana v'chein areve shaloshim bot tzrichim agola sifkot and tzadi beis in the bottom kol hashana v'chein areve ratzaloymar gam kein kol hashana, these items are used on a regular basis. However, what happens if these items are only used once in a while? Aval im lefrokim, if they're only used once in a while, a perek, like a joint, once in a while, it's enough, it's sufficient to pour the hot boiling water on these items. That's all you have to do. Sifkan Sadi Gimel, Tzrichin Hagala. The Mechaber says if you want to use this daf, the kneading board or the kneading bowl, you have to do Hagala. Dimashin Ha'isis Alein Achi Yachmitz, V'dami Lebeis Sa'ar. Because they would leave the dough in the bowl or on the board until it ferments. And it's similar to the beis seor, the container that you make the yeast in sif chav beis, which we'll see probably in a week from now. V'im gedoylim heim shein yochol achnison b'seich kli. If these boards or the bowl are large, up to the point where you cannot put them into a pot, you cannot do hagol by placing them inside, what you should do is yilavin avonim, you burn up the stones, right, charcoals, v'yisimeim aleihem, and place it on the board or the bowl of the areva, v'yitein aleihem roischin, and you put the boiling water on it, v'yavar even al pnei kulam, and you place the evan, the stone, all over this the daf or the areva. Okay, now we'll pick up Mitzvah Hashem in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Sadi Dalid next time. Stop here.